Okay, so I'd like to try to develop for Shishi a certain perspective on the very tragic end of Noach's life, which is deeply influenced, of course, by alcohol. The Gemara in Masech the Kiddushin reminds us, "Ein lecha davar shemevi yilal al ha'adam kimo hayayin." And the Ramban says it beautifully here, that Tzadik Tamim, for whom the world was saved, Bischuso Nitzol Ha'olam, if he could get tripped up by alcohol, so Kal V'chomer, all of us, Vayesh Min Hayayin Vayishkar Vayizgal Besoch Ahalo. Now, my focus is going to be on the element of Cham Avichanan. Twice in this section, at the very beginning, Shem Cham V'yafes V'cham Hu Avichanan. And then again, Bishas Maisa, Cham is described as Avichanan. Vayar Cham Avichanan, Eser Vas Aviv, Vayageh Lishneachav Bachot. And this is something that captured the attention of all the Mefarshim, what the role of Kena'an was in all of this. Cham seems to be the one, if you hold from Rashi, Asher Sirso, Asher Rivo, doing terrible things to his father. We'll talk about the Ramban's approach, which is just Vayageh Lishneachav Bachot, Targum Onklos is Bashuka, that he was guilty of makla, aviv imo, he denigrated his father, Birabim, in the shuk. And this, of course, is a terrible thing. Vayomer arur kena'an, just like we say in Parshas Kisavo, arur makla, aviv v'imo. So what exactly was the role of kena'an? There's a das yochid, that esa shar asalo b'no akatan, means that actually kena'an was the perpetrator, but that seems to be a little bit of a more difficult approach. It doesn't really comport with the simple meaning of the pasuk of Vayar Cham Avichanan Eser Vas Aviv. So what exactly was Kenan's role? Did Kenan inform Cham about what was going on? The Ramban's approach is that Cham was the only child born at the time, that even though the pasuk says Uvenei Cham Kushu Mitzrayim Ufudu Kenan, it sounds like really Kenan is the youngest, that really he was the oldest, and therefore the klala was meant to extend not only to Cham, but to Kena'an as well, to the Zara that had been born. But all of these approaches, I think, might leave a dimension unexplored. We know that Yahadus defines itself as a contrast to two other cultures. Mitzrayim, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavte Balosasu, Chemase Eretz Kena'an, Asherani Mivyas Chamsham Losasu, V'chuko Seicham Losei Leichu. As mishpatai tasu v'eschukotai tishmaru t'alechas v'hem ani Hashem Elokeichem. So we define ourselves as a contrast to Mitzrayim, where the Rambam says that the Isser to live in Mitzrayim is because that the culture there is so debased, that the masim of the people who live there are so terrible, and therefore Yero Eli, that if the culture would change, let's say it became part of a kibush, that we established our sovereignty there with our values, so the Isser would be Nifka. So we certainly, even earlier, defined ourselves as a contrast to Kena'an, right? To Losikachi Shalivani Bibinos Kena'an Ashranochi Yoshev Bikirbo, that the Binos Kena'an and Kena'an in general, Chamase Eretz Kena'an, Kies Klad Hovos Ha'el Asu Asheh Ha'aretz Ashelif Nechem Vatitma Ha'aretz. So we reject, we repudiate Kena'an, especially when it comes to Maisa Arayos. And certainly this is the genesis of that antipathy, right? Shame emerges here as our father, Yavtel Okim Liyefes V'yishkon Be'olei Shame, as somebody who is able to, at least in part, remediate the terrible violation, invasion that Cham perpetrated. But what Cham did, he did B'toras Avichanan. If you want to understand anything about Yitzchak Avinu, you have to know that he was Avraham's son. Everything that he did in his life, so we have a parallel phenomenon, but in the opposite direction. If you want to understand anything about Cham, know the Torah says twice, V'cham hu avi chena'an. That was what defined him. He was... The Torah knows that we know a great deal about the culture of Kena'an and how debased it was and how it was anathema. And again, when Esav took those Benos Kena'an, Vatiena Moras Ruach, Yitzchak L'Rivka, so if you want to understand who Cham was, Cham hu Avi Kena'an. He was the progenitor of all of this. And so when we later on in the Torah, in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Acharei Mos, in Perek Yud Ches, when we talk about repudiating the Ma'aseh Eretz Canaan, small wonder then that the arayos begin basically with Ervas Avicha. Ervas Avicha, Eshes Avicha, Ki Gila Kanaf Aviv, that this is a betrayal, an invasion of one's father's nakedness, of course, taking us directly back to Parshas Noach, that our entire moral code as B'nai Shem is, of course, a repudiation of Kina'an. And it's true historically that one generation earlier that Cham did it, but Cham did it B'toras Avi Kina'an. That's really the point of the story. V'Cham Hu Avi Kina'an. And so we have what emerges from this horrific story where Noach is debased through alcohol and then his son acts upon him, is we have three different levels of human existence. On the one hand, we have the debased level of Kina'an, and that has to be repudiated and rejected at every turn. In the middle, we have Yafta Lokim Liyafes. We have a more refined way of life, the sciences, the arts, all that Greece contributed, all that Athens contributed, and indeed made wonderful contributions. Chachma Bagayim Ta'amen. And then we have the notion of Yishkon Be'ohol Hashem, a way of life that, of course, appreciates Yefes, Yaft Elokim Liyefes, Yaf Yusos Shol Yefes, Be'ohol Hashem. We're open to all of that. Tarim Derech Eretz, the synthesis, it's so beautiful. Even to a certain extent, allowing our Kisvei HaKodesh can only be lit, obviously, in Lashon HaKodesh, but also in Lashon Yevanis, because it's Yaf Yusos Shol Yefes, Be'ohol Hashem. We integrate that, we appreciate that, but ultimately, v'yishkon be'ol eshem, our concern is with the ohalim of Torah, the ohalim of tefillah, enhanced, to be sure, by yafuso shel yefes, open to yafuso shel yefes, but ultimately, a chayim of kedusha, in other words, a full repudiation of everything that Cham stood for, b'toras v'cham hu avi chana'an.